CastleRockRadio.com. Locally focused, nationally relevant, and globally heard.
Hello and welcome to Food Integrity Now. Our topic today is very pertinent to the season. A lot of people are thinking about flu shots. But before we get into that, let me introduce myself. I'm Matt Spaeth and my two co-hosts, Carol Gervais. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
And Susan Wright.
Hi, Matt.
So today's show, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement. Have you heard of that? Well, if not, maybe you should listen up because a lot of people are getting sick this time of the year, and this supplement could really help out a lot of people. Our guest today is Jim Humble, the creator of MMS. MMS has the ability to enter the body and remove pathogens and has the claimed ability to treat many different diseases, including malaria, swine flu, hepatitis C, cancer, and even HIV. So we're happy to have Jim Humble on the show today to talk about this and talk about what MMS can do for people and give us some more information on what it can do. So Jim, are you on the line? Jim Humble, are you there? I don't know, we're having some technical difficulties. Looks like Jim's been calling in from the Dominican Republic, so maybe we might have dropped him. But while we wait for that to come back up, Carol has some information on MMS. Why don't you give us some of that, Carol?
Okay, MMS is, it's not a vaccine, nor is it a pharmaceutical drug or an injection. What it is, it's a chemical. And my understanding is that it's 28% sodium chloride combined with distilled water. And it's a pretty simple ingredient. And I know that a lot of people have used this ingredient to just purify water. I think it has, campers and stuff can purify pond water with this chemical.
Yeah, it's interesting how Jim, I was reading the history about how Jim came up with this or discovered it, and he's on the line? Mr. Humble, how are you? Well, maybe not.
Hey, guys, this is Brian Tate.
Brian, okay.
Jim is trying to call in. Actually, currently, the line was busy, so.
Oh, okay, good.
So we'll have him in a minute.
Well, Brian, yeah, we're happy to have you on. Why don't you give us some background on MMS? Just to give us a quick overview for our people that have never heard of it before.
Yeah, Jim will be able to give the best of that, but from everything I've learned from him, I've talked with him for probably dozens, if not hundreds of hours on the phone when I first learned about this in 2004.
Great. Let me just give our listeners some background on you before you continue. Brian Tate is an associate of Mr. Humble's. He runs a nonprofit organization teaching chess to school children, and also has done some work with Mr. Humble in presenting MMS and exploring its possibilities and implementing its use to the community. So we're happy to have Brian here. So please continue.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Yeah, so my family, a family member of mine, is real close to associate with Jim, and that's how I had heard about it back in 2004. And I started hearing about the stories of him going over to Africa and there was some amazing results that it had for malaria. I know he's taken at least four trips over there with a surprising number of cure rates over there with malaria and other conditions. But I started finding out more about this, and I started talking with him for many hours on the phone and finding out what could be done to promote it. And I wanted to find out my own results then and try to get some proof that could be brought forth to the world. And to since there was a case over in Kampala, Uganda, as Jim talked about in his book, Miracle Mineral Supplement for the 21st Century, there was a case where 308 AIDS patients were given the MMS by a doctor there. They didn't have the funds to do clinical trials or anything, do the blood test, but all of them, I think all but two at the very least, became well within a month, were back to work, and they're working ever since. And so I wanted to find some proof here. And so when I was in Atlanta in 2005, I took it to a lady who had AIDS, a very low T-cell count, and she also had neuropathy. I didn't get to stay around long enough, unfortunately, to find out how it worked for her HIV, but for the neuropathy, which is a almost crippling nerve, painful, very painful nerve condition, where they wear like bags on their extremities and things. After 5 hours after giving her the solution, all of her pain was gone. She was as amazed as I was, and you know, for the first time in about a month, she got out of her bedridden state and took a walk with me outside. You know, I didn't even know that was going to happen, but that was the first case.
Wow.
I had.
I bet that felt really good to be able to help someone out like that and rid them of their pain.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and so simple.
Tell us a little bit more about the AIDS patients in Africa. Did they no longer have the HIV virus or the HIV virus after they were administered this?
I don't know particularly, but the funny thing about AIDS is, and Jim would know more about that since he corresponded with a doctor there and knew him. But you know, the way they tell if you have AIDS is if for the antibodies in your body, which is actually
right.
You know, there to fight them. So I could be wrong, but I don't think you can really test to see that the virus is actually gone, because I don't think they can in fact find it anyway.
Oh, right. It's because of the T cells, right. Yeah, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
So the MMS solution, and why don't you give us, do you have Jim Humble's website so that any of our listeners at home can pull it up right now if they want to read along as the show continues?
Yeah, absolutely. That's miraclemineral.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the primary site. We've got a number of other sites that hopefully he'll be on and they can give you. But miraclemineral.org, and you'll be able to find a link to other sites. There's there should be a link to other sites if you're looking up if there's a condition that you or somebody you know has. You know, you can look it up there or search about it. There's lots of, you know, YouTube and discussion forums where people are talking and telling how this worked for them. Because basically, you know, to give some background of how it works and what it can work for, it can knock out pathogens of all kinds, which are viruses, harmful bacteria, fungus, and parasites. So like the malaria parasite, it can knock it out. What it does is it gives the immune system the ammunition, which is chlorine dioxide, to go and bite off the bad guys to be able to attack these pathogens in the bloodstream. Chlorine dioxide is the same as an oxygen particle with a chlorine particle. So the red blood cells actually have no mechanism to differentiate between oxygen and the chlorine dioxide. So it'll absorb it just like it does when you breathe in. Normally when you breathe in, your body will use that oxygen to go fight off pathogens. In this case, it takes in from the stomach, if you drank MMS orally like this, it'll take this in the red blood cells, and it'll bring it to literally every cell in the body and use it to, at its own discretion, basically, fight off these pathogens. And it can wipe them out upon contact. There's sort of a threefold chemical process Jim explains all these details in his book.
So it basically works by detoxifying the body and thereby increasing your immune system to fight off the pathogens. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I think it should be noted that a lot of people have made claims about something like this before in what it seems to be like a get-rich-quick scheme. Jim basically put this information in a book and gave it to the public And it, but he doesn't have any ties to making profits off of it. Really, he gave it. It's basically his gift, and lots of people are producing it, and it's not expensive. Is that right?
That's correct. Exactly. Jim is a phenomenal person. I've enjoyed his friendship as a fellow humanitarian. I mean, he's really a different, there's a few like that. They will, as it's ended something so great and yet give it as a gift. The people I used to tell this to would say, oh my gosh, you could make millions off of this. And I just kind of laugh because, I mean, I know Jim's got a better heart than that. And yeah, he basically just, makes money off the book that he sells, which the money that he makes, goes into the foundation that he's got, which he can hopefully tell you more about soon, is promoting it. He has classes that people can come to. The next one, I'm not sure when the next one is, but for like $1,000, you can fly out to the Dominican Republic and get trained and get MMS certified and all the ins and outs and how this works, how to administer it. And they actually go into Haiti, where they're, of course, still in much need, and they'll go as a training thing. They'll go administer it to various people of need.
And, that's great. We're going to take this break, Brian, and hopefully when we come back, we'll have Mr. Humble on the line. We are talking about Miracle Mineral Supplement, MMS, on Food Integrity Now. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
Masterson, Soul Purpose Astrologer, works with astrological tools and with guides in the non-physical to assist ones in knowing their soul purpose. Important in this process is identification of significant blockages. In each session, tools are provided for working with self to clear resistance and free talents, skills, and abilities to fuller expression. The goal is to take responsibility for and to accelerate the healing process. Phone sessions are offered by Linda. Please visit Linda at lindamasterson.com or call 808-651-0307. Again, that's 808-651-0307.
If you are looking for some flavorful, healthy, fresh food, come out to Maximilian's Cafe in Woodland Park, Colorado, focusing on local, fresh ingredients with a changing seasonal menu. Located at 209 East Midland Avenue, Woodland Park, Colorado, right off Highway 24 in downtown. Our walls are full of local artist artwork, and on Friday and Saturday nights, we feature local singers, songwriters, and performers to entertain you while you relax and enjoy a fun environment, a glass of wine, and fantastic food. Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 p.m., 11 to 8 p.m. on Sunday and Monday.
Experiencing anxiety, anger, depression, or low self-esteem? Do you beat yourself up or sabotage what you truly want to achieve? Hi, this is Jeannie Smith, and at Open Heart Healing, I combine counseling, gestalt therapy, and Tai Chi energy work to assist those who truly desire to bring quality and joy back into their lives. My office is located on South Perry Street here in Castle Rock. Call me for a free consultation at 303-660-6373. Again, that's 303-660-6373, or visit me at openhearthealing.com.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now, and we are talking about MMS, which is Miracle Mineral Solution. And the thing I really like about this is the cost, number one. I mean, it's like $20. I'm wondering what the FDA might think about this and with some of the claims that Jim has made. Do you have any comment on that, Brian? Oh, Brian's not there. It's going to be one of those shows. Well, Susan, do you have any comments on that?
Well, we were just talking about, because we both tried it, and I tried it just for a very short time. And I
Matt has him on the line, okay. So he's talking to him in the booth.
Okay.
So I can't push him on the air until
he's done talking.
He's done talking with
okay.
him.
Okay, so we'll just talk.
Hang with us.
So I tried it for about a week, and of course I probably upped it too quickly,
mm-hmm.
and I got to about 5 drops, and I got really sick, and now anytime I smell it, I'm just like, my stomach. But that is supposed to mean that you have a lot of die-off. You have a mm-hmm. lot of toxins coming out of your body, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to back it off. And I had kind of crazy things going on in my life.
Right.
So I didn't continue.
And I've taken it twice. The first time I took it, I followed, you know, there's a very methodical procedure in taking this supplement, and they recommend you start out with 1 drop and you mix it, and I'm going to let Jim explain all this, the way you mix it, but you start out with just 1 drop, and then if you do okay, you know, you go to 2 drops, and if at any point you start to feel in increasing the drops, you have any diarrhea or nausea, then you back off and go down 1 drop for a couple of days so that your body can slowly detoxify. And the first time I did it, I got all the way up to the 15 drops, mm-hmm. no problem. I didn't have any nausea, which told me that my body must have been in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. The second time, however, I did it about a year later, I could not get past the 7 or 8 drops. And, but, you know, it told me that I must, you know, really be letting go. So do we have our guest on the line now?
We have Brian back on the line. Okay. And I think there may have been a problem with the 800 number for the Dominican Republic. So I think that may be why we were having difficulties with getting Mr. Humble on the show.
Okay.
But we have his number and we're calling him right now.
Okay, great. So one of the questions that I had for Brian when I thought you were on the line, Brian, was, you know, this product is pretty inexpensive. It's $20. And there's not a whole lot of profit to be made off of this. And I'm wondering if there has been any issues with the FDA or any other agencies like that in some of the claims that Jim makes about this product. Do you know of any?
Yeah, actually, and you're correct. It is like $20, and that's for a supply that could last you three to 5 years, pretty much taking it regularly. So you really only take little, you know, few drops at a time, like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, about you know, the FDA is aware of it more or less, and they have taken measures to try to stop it, as you could well imagine.
Yeah.
They have rated 2 distributors that I know of. There's probably maybe more. One that actually is a distributor that I order from, and anybody can set up a reseller account with them, you know, to promote it. And I've been doing that for some years. They recently got around it in kind of like by creating an association. They're still able to sell it. But yeah, anybody can basically make this themselves. Like you said, it is sodium chloride, 28% sodium chloride, and the rest is distilled water. And so as long as you have, you have to get that sodium chloride from a chemical supply store. So that's the only thing. There's multiple ways to produce chlorine dioxide, but that's the simplest, and that's what, you know, Jim gave in the formula to make this. So,
well, one of our sponsors, Brian, Hole in the Wall Herb Shop in Woodland Park, they actually sell that product down there too. So I don't know how widespread, you know, it is in this area as far as where you can buy it, because a lot of people aren't going to go to a chemical company and buy it and make it themselves. But can this product, is it pretty easy for people to get a hold of this? I mean, to buy it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's probably, if you type in MMS, IMMS, you're probably going to find dozens and dozens of them. They're around the world. Jim's been to Germany promoting this. There's a big group there. There's distributors in Australia and places. Jim had to take that list of them down kind of for, I forget, I don't know all the reasons, but UK, also the Canadian government, they have banned MMS, unfortunately. You know, it's something that would take, as Jim says in his book, some $50 million to be FDA approved. That's how they keep alternative remedies out of the mainstream. It is so difficult to put it through their validation process, even though they let some of the craziest things through. So that's why it can be difficult in some countries, but you can still, even if you're in, say, the UK, or you can still have it imported, I believe. But yeah, there's many distributors that one can find just by kind of searching for them.
Brian, I think we have Jim on the line. Jim, are you here?
I'm here.
Great.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you guys, so I'm Brian.
Okay.
Okay, we'll work out, see if we can work out that sound issue.
We hear you pretty clearly.
Yeah, we do. Great. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Mr. Humble. Would you please give us some, we've been talking a bit with Brian about some of the backgrounds, but we'd love to have your presentation on how you came across the MMS and what exactly it does. Did we lose him?
Are you there?
Still Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, maybe the phone lines. Maybe
he's
some
calling
phone
in.
Issues with the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he's calling in from abroad. So anyway, we'll just have to carry on and hopefully we'll get him back.
Yeah, hopefully. It looks like that call guy dropped. So...
Well, I don't think, has it been mentioned yet, that you have to mix this with citrus and that's what activates it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a drink.
It's a drink.
Really easy.
If you'd like, I could answer that question sort of about Jim's story. Hopefully he'd be able to tell it himself. But
that'd be great, Brian. We're happy that you're here with us.
Yeah, go for it.
We got one.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim invented this back in 1997, and he's been promoting it ever since. He's a chemist, and he was actually on a gold mining mission in Guyana, down in South America. So he went down there, and using his chemical knowledge, he was able to create a solution. Actually,
we got him back.
When
Jim, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Great. Brian was just beginning to tell a story, a background of you and the story of how you invented MMS.
Well, I sort of discovered it.
Discovered it, right. Great. Will you please tell our guests about that story?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Oh, would you please tell our guests how you discovered MMS?
Oh, okay. Well, I was in the jungle in South America, rainforest in Guyana, and I was prospecting for gold, and I had a number of the local men with me to help carry stuff and that sort of thing, and two of my men came down with malaria. And we had been told that there wasn't any malaria in that part of the jungle, and so we didn't have any malaria drugs, and so they were really very, very sick, and I sent some runners off to get some drugs, but it would take a couple of days for them to get back, and so I asked them if they would be interested in taking some health food drink that we had, and they said yes they would, and I had a health food drink called a stabilized oxygen from the United States, and so I give them quite a few drops and a glass of water, and within 2 hours they were feeling a lot better, and in 4 hours they were completely well, so they were we were all quite surprised, and after that, the next day, had two more men come down with the malaria, and that was And I did the same thing with them, and they were well too in a few hours. And that was pretty amazing because nobody had ever done anything like that before. And so the next 8 months, I traveled through that area of the jungle treating people for malaria while I was doing prospecting for gold at the same time. And then when I left the jungle, coming back to the United States, I spent about a year working out what exactly was causing the malaria, the people to be cured of malaria. And I discovered that it was chlorine dioxide as opposed to oxygen, which most people thought it was available and stabilized oxygen. And so I sent samples over to Africa to some of my friends in Africa, and they tried it out on malaria in Africa. To make a long story short, and we worked at it for a few months, about a year, and we finally worked it out so that it was curing malaria almost 100% of the time, at least 99% of the time. And it was curing it very quickly. And so after that, I was able to go to some missionaries and get them to finance a situation where we went over and treated a whole lot of people for malaria. Finally, we wound up treating more than 100,000 people for malaria. And normally you'd get like 400 deaths in 100,000 people, and there were no deaths at all in that 100,000 people that was treated. So I didn't treat them all, just the people that I trained treated them.
Wow, that's...
I only treated...
Jim, that is really phenomenal, and I want to hear more about this when we come back, but we're going to take a small break to pay attention to our sponsors. You are listening to Food Integrity Now, and we'll be right back talking about MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution. I'm Carol Gervais, and I'm a certified life coach and one of the hosts of the Food Integrity Now show right here on Castle Rock Radio. Have you ever dreamed of swimming with the wild and free dolphins? I'm not talking about the ones in captivity like the ones at Dolphin Quest. I'm talking about swimming with them in the wild. If this is something you've only dreamt about doing, I invite you to mark this off your bucket list now and join me for an all-inclusive trip to swim with the wild dolphins. Your trip to paradise will include organic gourmet meals, ocean waterfront accommodations, Lomi Lomi massage, and much more. What are you waiting for? Now is the time to make your dream a reality. For more information, go to wilddolphinswimadventures.com or contact me at carol@coachwithcarol.com or 719-687-7447. Once again, that's 719-687-7447. Mahalo.
You are looking for some flavorful, healthy, fresh food. Come out to Maximilian's Cafe in Woodland Park, Colorado. Focusing on local, fresh ingredients with a changing seasonal menu. Located at 209 East Midland Avenue, Woodland Park, Colorado, right off Highway 24 in downtown. Our walls are full of local artist artwork, and on Friday and Saturday nights, we feature local singers, songwriters, and performers to entertain you while you relax and enjoy a fun environment, a glass of wine, and fantastic food. Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 p.m., 11 to 8 p.m. on Sunday and Monday.
Are you seeking understanding and assistance in healing your depression and anger or lack of passion? Hi, my name is Tammy Urbanik at Empowerment Through Healing. And I'm a medium clairvoyant who can work with your spirit guides to assist you. Your spirit guides can offer solutions and understanding at current life issues that you're facing. Visit www.empowermentthroughhealing.com for more information, and you can call me at 719-641-2017.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. And we have as our guests today, Jim Humble and Brian Tate. And we are talking about Miracle Mineral Solution. And we left off with Jim talking about how he discovered to cure malaria. And that's a pretty phenomenal discovery. Do you want to carry on, Jim, and tell us more about how it evolved from that?
Well, of course, I went to Africa several times, in South Africa, and then to other places in Africa, and finally in Malawi just a few months ago. I treated 800 HIV cases with MMS, and there were only about five people who didn't get well. Now, getting well from HIV is you can't prove it because there are no tests that prove that a person is negative from and with HIV. But all of these people lost all of their bad symptoms, and they went back to work, and they were feeling good, and they were in good spirits and happy and all that kind of thing. So we and their white blood cell count was pretty much back up to normal. So we considered them to be healed because they were doing well, and there's no way of proving it by medical tests. So that was as far as we could go.
Well, it sounds
I'm sorry. Oh, and so basically, over the past 10 years, more than 5 million people have used MMS. And right now we're in the Dominican Republic, and we have a school down here. We teach people to use MMS. We teach them all of the everything we can about MMS and how to use it and how to cure all of the diseases of mankind. And we have a religious school here. When I say religious, we're not we're a church, but we're not really religious. We're spiritual, but we're spiritual in that we believe in doing good deeds. We believe in curing people for free, and we believe in always doing what's right, and that's about the maximum of our beliefs. But we have a church here, and we teach people how to do it, how to use it, and we have more than 150 ministers in more than 40 countries around the world at this time, and a lot of new things are developing.
Well, I understand. That's fascinating with HIV. I'm sure a lot of doctors have problems with that statement.
And the FDA.
Did you recommend that the people you treated continue taking a dose of MMS after you stopped working with them?
Did I understand that right? Do I recommend that they continue to take MMS?
Yes,
I do. I recommend that they take a maintenance dose. Older people should take six drops a day, and younger people should maybe take four or five drops twice a week.
Okay.
You know, before you got on the line, Jim, I was talking about my experience because I have taken MMS. And the first time I took it, I got up to the 15, and then I did the maintenance for a while, and then I quit. And then about a year later, I started taking it again, and I really couldn't get past about seven or eight drops without, you know, feeling very nauseous. And, you know, I would stop for a couple of days and then try it again. So what do you think was going on there? What do you recommend someone does when that happens?
Oh, well, We developed the much further than that now, and we never suggest that a person take more than like 3 drops. And we have them take 3 drops an hour instead of large doses. We've gotten so much better results in taking 3 drops an hour. But when you take a large dose, you kill the pathogens in your body too fast. Mm-hmm. And it just dumps a lot of poison into your system, and that makes you sick. And it finally clears out in a day or two. But if you take smaller doses, then it doesn't kill the pathogens as fast, and it makes things work much better. And we've had so much more success with having people take small doses on a continuing basis over each hour over the day. And that's what I did with the HIV cases in Malawi. I had them taking 3 drops an hour or less.
That's part of your new protocol. Can you give us some details on that protocol for taking
MMS? Can I give you one?
So can you give us some more detailed information on the new method of taking it?
The protocol is for example, for most diseases, simple diseases, the protocol is 3 drops an hour for 3 weeks. But there's a lot of things that can happen. For example, if a person starts getting sick from taking 3 drops an hour, then he's got to take less. He may take 2 drops an hour, or 1 drop an hour, or a half a drop an hour. But he stays below the nauseous level. In other words, it's supposed to make you feel better, not worse. So if you're feeling worse, you know you're doing something wrong. So you have to back off. And your body knows how much you need, because the minute you start overdosing it, it starts getting nauseous. So you want to keep taking less. And of course, if you find that you can take 1 drop, then you might want to take it up to 2 drops, because you want to be able to take as much as you can, but without any kind of bad effects. And so we stop them at 3 drops an hour until at the end of 3 weeks, most people are free of most diseases. But of course, there are things like cancer and other life-threatening diseases that we have another protocol for, and that requires, it's still an hourly dose, but it requires less, it requires more MMS to handle the more life-threatening diseases.
And is that new information on your website?
Yes, it is. It's on jimhumble.biz, .biz, jimhumble.biz, and it's protocol 1000, protocol 2000, and then there's a protocol 3000, and it explains each one of those and what it's used for and why and how it works and how to use it.
Great. I'm sure some people out there are wondering how it works in the body. If you could give more of a technical explanation of how taking sodium chloride actually goes in and kills the pathogens.
Well, of course, the sodium chloride is we use a food acid to activate the sodium chloride, and it gives us a chlorine dioxide. Now, chlorine dioxide does not have chlorine in it any more than table salt has chlorine in it, and table salt is made of chlorine too, but neither one of them have available chlorine for the body. And chlorine dioxide has been used, is probably at this time known as the greatest killer of pathogens known to man. And it's used in on hospital floors and in stockyards for carcasses. And throughout the world, it's used to destroy pathogens of all kinds. And so the system that we wound up doing was...
Bummer.
We lost our call.
It's just getting interesting.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to a break in just a few minutes anyway, so hopefully we'll have him back. And one of the questions that I have is, you know, this chlorine dioxide, you know, kills all the pathogens. What just came to mind is, you know, how chemo works, and it kills, you know, the cancer cells, but it also hurts the body too. And how is this different, and how, you know, I'd like him to explain a little bit more on how that works.
I've done some reading on that myself. I wonder if Brian's there. Is Brian still here?
Yeah.
Brian, it's my understanding that it's the chlorine dioxide only affects pathogens that are acidic with a positive charge. Is that right?
With a negative charge.
With a negative charge. Okay.
Well, I would defer to Jim on the most technical statement, since he's a chemist and knows most about this.
Well, hopefully we can get him back.
Yeah. So, I could answer by saying the main reason, I think, other than that you can see that this isn't something that has that harms the body itself. There has never been a case in all of Jim's experience, according to my knowledge, of a negative side effect, a harmful side effect from taking MMS. So if a person has whatever condition, like even the flu, a chronic condition, it's safe to take it. He's taken as many as 150 drops once. Made him pretty sick in as far as that was too much for a body, but it didn't hurt him either. So there's really no negative effect. And the reason it will only attack, say, harmful bacteria and not the healthy ones, and that it'll attack viruses and not healthy cells, is it's just giving the immune system the ammunition to fight off the bad guys. It empowers your own body to heal itself.
And that's actually one of the issues with...
breathe in, the body won't use that to fight itself.
Right. And chemo actually does... One of the reasons why people relapse from, you know, when they get chemo treatments is it takes the body so long to recover the immune system power that it had.
Yeah. So. Well, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have Jim Humble on the line for this final segment. But if not, we have Brian Tate, and we're talking about Miracle Mineral Solution. You're listening to Food Integrity Now. Please pay attention to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Masterson, Soul Purpose Astrologer, works with astrological tools and with guides in the non-physical to assist ones in knowing their soul purpose. Important in this process is identification of significant blockages. In each session, tools are provided for working with self to clear resistance and free talents, skills, and abilities to fuller expression. The goal is to take responsibility for and to accelerate the healing process. Phone sessions are offered by Linda. Please visit Linda at lindamasterson.com or call 808-651-0307. Again, that's 808-651-0307.
If you are looking for some flavorful, healthy, fresh food, come out to Maximilian's Cafe in Woodland Park, Colorado, focusing on local, fresh ingredients with a changing seasonal menu. Located at 209 East Midland Avenue, Woodland Park, Colorado, right off Highway 24 in downtown. Our walls are full of local artist artwork, and on Friday and Saturday nights, we feature local singers, songwriters, and performers to entertain you while you relax and enjoy a fun environment, a glass of wine, and fantastic food. Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 p.m., 11 to 8 p.m. on Sunday and Monday.
experiencing anxiety, anger, depression, or low self-esteem? Do you beat yourself up or sabotage what you truly want to achieve? Hi, this is Jeannie Smith, and at Open Heart Healing, I combine counseling, gestalt therapy, and Tai Chi energy work to assist those who truly desire to bring quality and joy back into their lives. My office is located on South Perry Street here in Castle Rock. Call me for a free consultation at 303-660-6373. Again, that's 303-660-6373, or visit me at openhearthealing.com.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. We have Jim Humble back on the line. Jim, before we left, you were talking, giving us some more detail on how MMS works in the body. Would you please continue with that?
Okay, well, MMS is a chlorine dioxide, and it is, but it don't have it. Available chlorine in it, no more than table salt has available chlorine in it. So it's a type of chlorine that goes in and kills the pathogens, but without killing the good bacteria that's in the body, and without doing any damage to the body. The oxidation potential is very weak in chlorine dioxide, and it does not have the ability to kill or destroy any body parts or anything in the body. So the only thing it really affects is the pathogens and the chemicals that are poisonous in the body, so are the heavy metals, basically. And so it is an extremely effective killer, because it does really does no damage. And it's been it's an oxidizer, a low oxidizer, a weak oxidizer. So it just only gets the pathogens, and it has been you know, we've been using it around the world now in many different locations, I guess thousands of locations at this point. It's being manufactured in most of the European countries, and then in Australia and New Zealand and in South Africa and several places in South America, and it's and in Mexico, and of course in the United States and around. So it's an extremely effective method of killing the pathogens that's in your body without doing any other kind of damage in the body.
How does it differentiate between the pathogens and the healthy bacteria in your body?
Well, the pathogen is it creates a poison that of course the waste materials coming from the pathogens is the poison that makes the body sick. And the other type of good bacteria doesn't have a poison coming from it. And the poison has a potential, an electrical potential that the chlorine dioxide recognizes. And is attracted to. So the chlorine dioxide is attracted to the poisons that poison the body, but it is not does not have any attraction at all for the bacteria that don't put out that kind of thing. So it's chlorine dioxide is used by probably several different thousand companies. And you can find them on the internet. And these companies use it because it can select between a helpful bacteria and the pathogen.
You
so
also,
it's
Jim.
Yes.
Jim, you also mentioned heavy metals. Does it help the body to get rid of heavy metal poisoning?
Yes, it just happens to have the right potential to take the heavy metals that are out of the body, the lead and the mercury and the various heavy metals. And we've done a lot of tests on that, and we test the body for those heavy metals, mainly on the roots of your hairs. They pull some of your roots, or they pull some of your hairs out, and then they take them and test them with their various different machines, and then you have a person take MMS for a couple of weeks and then have them go test again. And when they test again, they can't find any heavy metals in his body at all.
Well, I would think that the FDA would feel quite threatened by this product and the claims that you're making. Jim, have you had much dealings with them? Do you have any?
Well, you may have heard about them. They put on news here. Oh, it must have been about 2 months ago now that if you had any MMS, you're supposed to throw it away and not take it, because they got several. That's what they said. They had several people who had stomach problems that called in, and they said one person called in who said they had low blood pressure because they took MMS, but the FDA didn't investigate any of those claims at all. They just said that's what happened, and if you have any, you should throw it away and not take it. And they said they're recommending against it and that sort of thing. But legally, they can't force us to stop selling it. And I don't sell it, of course. I've never sold MMS. I tell people about it, and other people manufacture it. I don't make any money at all from the sales of MMS.
Can you imagine if all the people that had side effects from chemo were calling in to the FDA with their claims? I mean, how ridiculous is that?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand that.
Well, I was just making a comparison that a few people called in because they had some stomach problems, probably because they were taking it too quickly. I said, can you imagine if everybody started calling in that had side effects from chemotherapy?
Yeah, that would be, if everybody called in, they would have to be a few dead people calling in too.
Yeah. good point, Jim. Well, this is really exciting information, and I'm excited to take it again with the new protocol.
So am I.
And
me too.
I've had somewhat of a history of Lyme disease, and my sense is that this is going to be really beneficial for me to do again and really complete it, because both times that I did it, I didn't really complete the process, so I started it and stopped.
So. Well, I think that you'll find it quite different now if you'll do the new protocol, and you might want to do the protocol 1,000, and you might want to do the protocol 3,000, because Lyme disease is awfully hard. It's one of the hardest things that is to destroy, and we've been successful with it, but it takes a little bit of work. You got to be consistent. You got to do it every hour and all that, and you can miss now and then, but for the most part, you got to be really consistent and keep at it, because Lyme likes to hide, and so it's really hard to get in there and get it. But well, with the new techniques that we developed, I think one of them, there are several, you'll find them on the internet, and I have a book that's coming out very soon that shows several, a number of more techniques. Sometimes if something don't work, especially for Lyme, if something don't work, then you can try something else, because if the Lyme is hiding in one way, you can strip him out one way and go at him a different way if necessary.
Right. I've been using teasel root, and it's gotten better, but I don't think we've really gotten to it. So I'm anxious to try this again. So that's exciting. And Jim, can you give us your website one more time so that people can, you have lots of information on that site for people to read and learn more about this, and they can get your book on that site, correct?
Yes, it's jimhumble.biz, B-I-Z, jimhumble.biz. And that site will take you to a number of other sites that we have information on.
Well, we're sorry you had such a difficult time getting through to us, but it was well worth it to have you on the show and to share this information with our listeners. And Brian, thank you so much for your input. And, I just think this product is a wonderful, wonderful product, and everybody should read up on it and, you know, decide for themselves whether it's going to work for you. So thank you for joining us. We're going to have to wrap it up here now. And next week, our guest will be Matt Stein. He is the author of When Technology Fails. We've had him on before, and he has so much information to share. We decided we have to have him back at least one or two more times because he just has a wealth of knowledge. And I also want to let our listeners know that the show coming up, Empowerment Through Healing, with Tammy Urbanek, she is going to be having her father, Hoska Harrison, and her daughter, Bethany Snow, on the show. And they're going to be discussing growing up with a medium. So this is going to be a fascinating show. I invite our listeners to stay tuned for that. And thank you to our sponsors. And you are listening to Food Integrity Now. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Matt. We will be back next week. And have a wonderful holiday.